very deep, next to a real deep gully. What did you used to call that?
Just old sand gutter.
You ever hear the term ravine used?
Well, now, ravine, that's what we always call there. It was a hollow that went, a ditch that went back up in there with no end to it. You couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. That's what we call the ravine. Because I know we'd
be deep.
Oh, yes, sir. It'd be deep. In other words, we hit these ravines, you know, what we call a ravine is a gully that started here and washed out in the field. It was deep. Oh, we'd say 10 foot deep. And that's where us boys there, when we'd rabbit hunt there, well, if we ever saw a rabbit track go up in there, well, we'd all have a little old stick about that long, and we'd find the biggest bolt that we could, and we'd fast it on to it. And we'd go up this rabbit lane there, and if the rabbit was sitting up in there, well, he would allow me. We'd kill it. He couldn't get by us.
Uh-huh.
And so you couldn't get out because it's too high.
Mm-hmm. And it's just that sharp.
That's right. That's what we call it. That's what we call a rabbit.
I'm glad to have these questions come out in a conversation like this because it makes it really a...
Of course, now, the term ravine out in the west there would mean a lot different than what we called it back here.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's
much deeper and wider.
Oh, it's lots deeper, longer, and wider, and everything else.
Would you, to get back to the house here, would you happen to remember what the bedrooms had in them?
Well, now, my mother and daddy slept on an old wooden bed. It had fancy
wood carving.
Wood carving on the headboard, and on the footboard there, it came up there at just a certain height, not near as high as the headboard. And then the rest of the beds there were iron beds. And then at the iron beds is where my sisters slept, where they slept double. And then we had what we call these little half beds, which were iron beds, and then we slept on them.
Mm-hmm. You had closets.
Yes, sir.
What else did you have? In fact, you remember your grandparents having a big piece of furniture for their clothes if they didn't have built-in closets?
There were tip robes.
Well, I was fixing to say there, we had some kind of thing that back in that, if we put all of our, well, when winter come, they took our winter clothes away from us there and put them in some kind of a ship robe, like, I wanted to call it a ship robe. It's a big, tall thing there. Eh?
Ship robe, wardrobe.
Wardrobe. That's what you call it.
Wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Uh-huh. That's where we put our winter clothes there. And we'll let them stay there until summertime. I'll tell you something else too. On those kids there, after the first frost, they took our shoes away from us and went barefooted, and then they didn't give them back to us until the next frost, and we wore them where they fit or not fit there, because I blistered my feet covering this house. I mean, I had some hooks in blisters. I went to the doctor, and he's more interested in my toes, as crooked as it was, than he was my blisters. I said, well, I was raised during the Depression, and I said, they took my shoes away from me after the last frost and give them back to me at the first frost. We wore them where they fit or didn't. And I sat down a many times and cried with my feet there, and then Ma was whooping me about it.
You had a dresser?
Yeah, I was there. Something called a chiffonier. Do you remember that?
No, we never had a chiffonier.
The word chiffonier seems to be half wardrobe and half chiffonier. Is this your recollection?
Well, now, you was talking about the big thing. It just had a space to hang things, maybe a shelf at the top,
mm-hmm.
that you could, you know, fold things. And what we called chiffonier, it had a mirror on the side, a long mirror, that you hung things, and then it had like a desk. I mean, it was a flat surface with a small mirror that you could put your comb and brush and that sort of thing. Then it had drawers that you could store smaller.
The thing I'm talking about there, it covered